Absolute power corrupts absolutely.
Oh, you got to be kidding me. Hello, people. Sorry about that. That's my fault. Unbelievable I did that. Unbelievable. Oh, I can't believe I did that. I cannot believe I did that. For over a half an hour, you've been just listening to nothing. Nothing. Just open space, wondering what the heck was going on. Oh, my apologies. Oh, my God, I can't believe I did that. That's on me. That's on me. I can't believe I did that. Anyway, I've been talking about the NCAA tournament, and I apologize deeply. I apologize. For those who are listening, I apologize. My God. Unbelievable. Unfreaking real. Anyway, let's talk about this. Since I'm finally back, since I'm finally saying something here, oh, God. Let's talk about what I've been talking about, the college basketball. All right? We have number one Arizona in the West bracket playing number eight Gonzaga, 940. Number 6 Baylor playing number 3 Creighton at 7:45 p.m. We got Wichita State playing number 8 Kentucky, which should be a very good game. This is a murderer's row bracket here. I tell you that, people. This is really a rough bracket to be dealing with. Duke has found that out already. Number 7 Texas has found that out already. So I had picked 5 of the teams that I had picked to go to the Sweet 16 are not in. So I really apologize for the last half hour you've been listening to nothing. I didn't realize that I wasn't on air until now. The number to call in is 347-637-3220. 347-637-3220 is the FantasySportsCasino.com hotline where winners win and players play. I can't apologize to you enough. I can't believe I did that, and I did. All right. Let's go this route, okay? I'm involved in a – oh, no. I have 28 out of 40 picks. I got 34 points in my brackets, and I'm currently in two two pools, and I'm holding my own at fifth. And according to the projected bracket, max points I can get, it looks like fourth or fifth place is going to be my max, unless other teams and other things break, and I have a chance to move up. But Stephen Austin playing UCLA, who thought that, man? I mean, who thought them beating VCU? Even though by 2 points, I don't think they're going to be able to deal with UCLA. UCLA, I think, is favored by, I think, 9 points in that game, if I'm not mistaken. Yeah, they're favored by 9 points, and I think they're going to cover that comfortably. And Virginia versus Memphis State. Virginia is favored by Virginia is favored by, excuse me, where the heck is it at? Oh, there it is, by 6 points. I think it's going to be closer than that. I think Memphis is going to put up a better fight than having a 6 point deficit. You got North Carolina versus Iowa State. Iowa State being down one player, unfortunately. But they're favored by a point and a half. That to me, is a toss-up game. Toss-up game. I wouldn't touch that game in the fantasysportscasino.com. I wouldn't touch that game because I think it's a toss-up. Who's going to win that game? So what you have here is this. And I'm going to run down these games for you. Hold on. Give me a minute here. I'm trying to schedule. All right, you got number 10 number 10 Stanford versus Kansas at 12:15. Number 8, Kentucky versus Wichita State, which is at 2:45. Number 6, North Carolina versus the number 3 seed, Iowa State, at 5:15. You got number 14, Mercer, against the number 11 at 6:10. You got number 12, Stephen F. Austin, versus the number 4 at UCLA at 7:10. You got number 6, Baylor, versus number 3, Creighton, at 7:40. You got number 8, Memphis, versus number 1, Virginia, at 8:40. Baylor and Creighton are 7:40. Memphis, which is number 8, versus the number 1 seed, Virginia, is at 8:40. And the number 8 seed, Gonzaga, versus the number 1 seed in that bracket, it would be Arizona, at 9:40. You got a full slate of ten hours of basketball. And I would say at least half of them, if not more, are going to be extremely good games to watch. And let me see. I like Kansas. I like Wichita State. It's a toss-up between North Carolina and Iowa State. I like Tennessee. I like UCLA. I like Creighton. I like Virginia. And I like Arizona. So the only toss-up game that I see here is the North Carolina-Iowa State game. And I say this only because Iowa State is down a player. And that's going to hurt them extremely a lot. So that's the only game I see as an extremely toss-up game. All the other games, I think the higher seed is going to win out and advance to the Sweet 16. like I said, this tournament has been a tournament of upsets. And for those who listen to me now, I apologize for the stupid things I did. And let's go to a commercial and we'll go from there.
I did not have sexual relations with that woman.
I'm sorry about that. I am not having a good day here. Let me see.
If you're into fantasy sports, you're going to love the Fantasy Sports Show with host Victor Gardner and co-host Jerry and Black every Saturday at 1 p.m. Eastern, featured at blogtalkradio.com/VICHBK. This show is so hot, I can only play the intro.
Fantasy Sports and Policy.
You can also visit fantasysportsandpolitics.webs.com for archives, advertising, and other information. The Fantasy Sports Show. Information, motivation, variety. For a roundup of the week's events, interviews, and a whole lot more, tune in every Thursday at 8 p.m. Eastern for the FSP Cruise Show, featured at blogtalkradio.com/VICHBK. Here's a sample.
We have Mr. Stephen A. Smith. Hello, Stephen A. I'm glad to, this is Jerry, your host, along with my co-host Black and Jeff on here. Glad to,
What's up, fellas?
Join
What's up, fellas? How y'all doing?
What's going on, David?
I'm good. Thanks for joining us.
Not a problem.
You can also visit fantasysportsandpolitics.webs.com for archives, advertising, and other information. The FSP Crew Show. Information, motivation, variety. If you want to add a little spice to your talk radio, try No Chaser with Mac Williams and Jerry Taylor every Friday evening at 7 p.m. Eastern, featured at blogtalkradio.com/VICHBK. Arguably, No Chaser is the most, shall we say, controversial show in the lineup. Let me give you a couple of direct quotes. If LeBron took a sh** in the middle of the street in broad daylight, his Boy Scouts would say, it's the greatest one ever. Here's another. Y'all dumb donkeys keep believing what Obama says. Just watch. This country is going to get worse, and I'm just going to sit back and say, I told you so. I can only assume this is why the show is called No Chaser. You can also visit fantasysportsandpolitics.webs.com for archives, advertising, and other information. It's No Chaser with Mac Williams and Jerry Taylor. Information, motivation, variety.
This is John Wall, the Washington Wizards, and you listen to FSP Crew Show.
All right, I'm back. All right, we got about 15 minutes left in the show. Like I said, I apologize for the first half hour. I don't know what the heck happened. I realized we weren't on the air. That's my bad. I got to take the hit on that. Let's talk about what's been going on lately in the NFL. There's some very interesting things that have been going on. First off, let's go this way. I'm going to go to my team, the Texans, they didn't say released. They traded to the Oakland Raiders. My quarterback, Matt Schaub, I think his time was up. I like Matt Schaub as a quarterback, but I think his time in Texans were up. New coach. Coach wasn't the quarterback for the coach. And everybody knew that Matt Schaub was out the door, and it was just a matter of time after, especially when they hired Ryan Fitzpatrick. So they traded Matt Schaub off to the Oakland Raiders for a number six pick, which is fine. Number six pick, you add another pick into your to the rest of what you have. So, and Matt Schaub goes to Oakland, and he's already been named the starting quarterback. The head coach already said that Matt Schaub is going to be the starting quarterback. So it's unless he absolutely tanks it or gets hurt in a way that he can't perform starting the season, he's going to be the number one quarterback. And I think he'll probably do halfway decent. The thing with Matt Schaub is you need a running game. If you expect him to do it all, he's not that type of quarterback. He needs a strong defensive team and a running game, okay, without a doubt, because he thrives in play action. So I think he'll do relatively well. The other move is my old team, and it's ironic that I'm talking about the new team that I've given allegiance to, with the Houston Texans, and the old team, the New York Jets, made it official, which it took long enough and agonized long enough to do. They finally got rid of, Mark Sanchez, which was long overdue, which, in my opinion, was the same way I feel about Matt Schaub. His time had run its course, and it was time for him to move on. So they released Mark Sanchez, and virtually in a blink of an eye, the same Jets signed Michael Vick to a one-year, $5 million deal. Now, what's that say to Geno Smith? Even though you would think that they have an open competition, supposedly, and I say that in quotation marks, Michael Vick, I believe, still has a lot left in the tank. 34 years old, I still think he's got a lot left in the tank. Still has a gun for an arm. He's going to a situation where his offensive coordinator used to coach in the Philadelphia Eagles before Chip Kelly took over. And he's going to an offense that he's very familiar with. So I think they're going to have a quarterback competition, and whoever wins. But I would think that Michael Vick would be able to win this competition over Geno Smith. He won it last year until he got hurt over Nick Foles. And then when Nick Foles was lights out and they want to disturb the continuity and the way the offense was rolling by putting Michael Vick back in there. So I think he shouldn't have any problem winning it over Geno Smith. But it's very interesting. Now you have Eric Decker, who's a very good wide receiver, and coupled with Michael Vick, who's a very capable but has a hard time staying healthy quarterback, with the possibility of this. DeSean Jackson, we talked about this yesterday, is won't restructure his contract. He could be cut, and he's being shopped around in the trade. Now, and quite naturally, these organizations, these NFL teams aren't stupid. So they're not going to do a trade with a team that eventually is going to cut the player, because then they can get the player for whatever they want can sign him for. So DeSean Jackson is soon to be out on the market. Well, he's on the market in trade-wise, but he could be on the market as a free agent. Now, the Seahawks, the 49ers, the Jets, and other teams that are probably unnamed are probably interested in this guy. The problem I have is this. This guy, to me, is a me type of guy. Just by what you see on the field, his play, his actions at times on the field, saying he's a me type of guy. It's all about me. One of the type of diva, in my opinion, diva type wide receivers, that all the show is all about me. Look at me. I'm the show. I and throw the ball to me, because I'm the one you should throw to all the time. Just look at the actions, and just look at the off the field comments that he makes. I said it yesterday, and I'll say it again today. He needs to go to an organization that's very strong, that is very restrictive in the, with their players. A Pittsburgh Steelers type organization, with Mike Tomlin. A Patriot organization with Bill Belichick that's not going to put up with the crap, not going to put up with me. It's all about the team or you're out of here. So he needs to go to an organization that has that type of structure to keep him in line, for the simple fact is this guy is a loose cannon if given the reins to be a loose cannon, and he'll take it. Now, I'm not calling him a little kid, but I'm giving you an analogy of a young child that doesn't have any structure versus a child that has structure. A young child that doesn't have any structure is going to try to take it to the limit, try to do whatever he wants to do, when he wants to do it, and whatever way he wants to do it. Where a kid that has structure knows that I can't go there, because there's going to be consequences if I do go there. So that's what I believe. He needs to go to a place where you cannot do this here. You do this here, you're out of here. You will be on the street. Now, in my opinion, he had a reputation of being a problem on the sidelines and in the locker room. Because he's the guy that I'm a me type of guy. Give me the money and watch me. Everybody watch me. It's all about me. I have a problem with that. Even when he's on the field, he's a dynamic player. As long as he's getting the ball, he's a dynamic player and he's in the game. If he's not getting the ball, his offense doesn't come to him in some way or form, there's a problem. Chattering in the huddle, chattering on the sidelines, that because he's not involved in the offense. Now I understand, you got the A type of personalities on a lot of these players. I understand that, but there's a point that you come to that say, I can't do this because it's hurting the team. I can't do this because if I'm one of the best players on the team and I start doing this, then you're going to have guys that maybe not the best player on the team start chirping also. And that's going to cause dissension throughout the locker room and throughout the team. So you have to find out, When the team that signs him has to understand what they're going to get. Besides a dynamic player, they're going to get some baggage that goes with that. And some teams are going to be willing to put up with that. And some teams are going to have an issue with it. Like I said, his best shot, in my opinion, is to go with a team with a strict structure that pertains to their team, that pertains to their players. Otherwise, you're going to have issues, because he came into the league under Andy Reid, and Andy Reid, I got to respect him, but that organization wasn't a strict organization. And him being him, saw that and exploited it, took advantage of it, instead of nipping it in the bud and right away. I mean, you can always let out the reins after you are strict. It's hard to pull in the reins when you're loose and then try to restrict it. That's very hard to do. It's got a lot to do with parenting. parenting thing. Being a parent. It's basically the same philosophy. So, anyway, I got away from that. So, DeSean Jackson, is my point is this, that he, it's a possibility of him going to the Jets, possibility either the Seahawks or the 49ers, possibility the Panthers have shown some interest in him. But in my opinion, he needs to go to an organization that puts up with nothing. Puts up with nothing. And you know the organizations I'm talking about, people. I'm talking about the Steelers. I'm talking about New England. They put up with nothing. They have strong locker rooms, strong coaching, and management, upper management, that backs them up. That's the type of organization he needs to go to. Doesn't need to go to a coach that's just this is his first year. Doesn't need to go to a loose locker room because that only breeds that type of trouble. He needs to go to a place where you come in here, you do your job, you don't cause any waves, and don't talk a lot, and you go home. That's what the type of organization needs to go to. We got about 2 minutes left in the show, give or take. Again, I'm going to apologize until the show ends that the first half hour, I didn't realize I wasn't on the air, and it was a big mistake on my part. It will not happen next week, I promise you. I absolutely promise you. We talked about baseball a little bit. Talked about basketball, but unbelievable. I dropped the ball on that. Extremely apologetic to it. I don't know what else to say. Tune in next week, 10 a.m. Eastern Standard Time, same place, same time. And I'll try to be better next week. I always try to get better week to week. This one happened to I just dropped the ball. Won't happen next week. Tune in on Thursdays, the FSP Cruise Show. I'll be back there along with Black the Bookie and Jeff the Joker about news and notes, and also about the NCAA tournament, whatever else is happening in NFL or baseball, because baseball is opening up already. And be in full swing, buddy, next weekend. Also, No Chaser. Be back 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on a Friday with Mac being a host, I being a co-host. And as usual, 1 o'clock Eastern Standard Time on a Saturday afternoon, Vic and I go back and forth and give you some solid information on fantasy sports that you can take with any sport that you you like. Drop in. We'll definitely enjoy a conversation with you at all times. With that being said, enjoy the rest of your Sunday afternoon. Enjoy at least 10 hours of basketball, NCAA basketball, and enjoy. And we're out.